Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with a solo episode with some mind-blowing awareness that I had about the nervous system and technology and how we relate to it and why we think that the problem we're having with our phones is because of dopamine and addiction. And while those things are obviously part of it, there's another thing happening that will totally blow your mind that you've probably never thought of before. And so I'm so excited to share with you today this insight that I got because it's going to make so many things make sense and make you understand why you feel the way you feel and also the desire and motivation to want to change how you relate to your phone, not from a place of shame because of addiction or anything like that, but from a place of awareness about your biology, about how your body works. There's this interesting study I want to tell you about where they asked strangers to have a conversation in a cafe, and then they asked them about the quality of the conversation, and what they found in the study is going to blow your mind. What they found was that when a phone was present in the conversation, just the phone being on a table, not face up, not face down, the people reported that the conversation was less fulfilling just because a phone was there, and also that they felt, and this part's crazy, less empathic concern from their conversation partner. So they felt like, if our phone's on a table, I don't feel like you're actually that empathic towards my experience. I don't feel like you're really present. And that's because we think that they're thinking about their phone because we're thinking about ours. Now, this actually speaks to a much crazier thing that I found out when I started to study my nervous system and my relationship to technology and social media. If you haven't followed my story, I left Instagram thinking I would never come back. And then while I was away from it, I discovered so much stuff. I am obsessed with understanding how humans relate. And that was interpersonal. That was about romantic relationships. That was about breaking up. And that was about families. That was about our relationship to ourselves. But what I'm seeing is that this knowledge and awareness is translating to our relationship with our phone. And where I would have historically said that the material that comes up interpersonally, the stuff that comes up in your relationships to your parents, to your best friend, to your romantic partner, is the most important stuff. And you know what? There's not very many things we're willing to change for, but love we will change for. But now I want to tell you that without a doubt, I think that our relationship to technology is actually informing us about so much more than our interpersonal relationships. And that's because our relationship to our phone is really our most important relationship in our life. And that's kind of sad to say, but it's true. And so I want to share with you an awareness that I had that is going to blow your mind. And it will change your life because you're going to now understand on a biological level why our phones make us feel the way they feel. So what I realized when I was interviewing Dr. Stephen Porges, who's the founder of polyvagal theory, and he said to me, Mark, look, if you have a social media profile, you're being evaluated by people you know. You're also being evaluated by people you don't know. And you're also being evaluated by a non-human entity, an algorithm. And that algorithm is deciding essentially the value of what you have to say. Now, that's already crazy to realize that your nervous system is really experiencing the surveillance and judgment of people you know, don't know, and also a computer. Now, it gets crazier. The first part is that in a relationship, like if you and I have a conflict and I express to you that I'm feeling strain and stress and you're doing something that's frustrating me or vice versa, it's relational. So I could share with you how I feel and then we'll change our behavior or our relationship will end. There's a feedback mechanism that's built into human-to-human relationships. With an algorithm, that's not true. So when I experience strain or stress or I find that the algorithm's unfair or whatever it might be, and you could probably relate to this frustration, like, wait, that thing worked last week. It doesn't work this week. And when I try to put a link in my bio or in my story, it doesn't convert. It gets less reach. I get punished for trying to monetize my content. You know, one of the things I've realized is that our house, our home, is so much more than just walls and furniture. They're a reflection of how safe, comfortable, and connected we feel. And for me, the rituals I create at home, the moments where I'm winding down at the end of the day, are what make me feel grounded. And that's why I love Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheets actually regulate temperature, so you sleep cooler and wake up more refreshed. and their bubble cuddle blanket, it's like wrapping yourself in a hug. It's soft, it's luxurious, and it's instantly calming. These aren't just products, they're experiences that make your space feel like a sanctuary. And you know, whenever I go away and don't get to stay in Cozy Earth sheets, I am excited to crawl into my bed. That's how amazing they are. I cannot emphasize that enough. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs it all with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So it's risk-free. You could truly see how it transforms your nights. So if you're ready to elevate your home life, head to CozyEarth.com and use my code MARK to get up to 20% off. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth. What's happening is that there's no mechanism for feedback. If you ever try to contact customer service at these companies, it's basically a failed effort. And so that means it's not relational. So the way that you experience relationship from an algorithm and from these platforms, there's no way for you to say that's actually causing me psychological strain or frustration or stress or a lack of fairness. And so nothing changes. So that powerlessness feeling can lead to anxiety because we can't express ourselves. We can start to go into learned helplessness. Right. It gets crazier. So listen to this. If you and I have a conversation before phones, before videos, before photos, right? Our nervous system is designed from that environment. The speed at which technology has advanced is far greater than the speed at which our biology has evolved. So we are biological beings living in a technological world, and we're forgetting that we're biological beings. So let's return to our humanness. The future is human, but it's also technological. So what I'm about to tell you will allow you to have greater awareness about how your biology interacts with technology, because here's the truth. Technology and algorithms and computers don't care about your biology. They will extract it. They will exploit it until you decide that it will no longer happen. You have to decide your relationship with technology, or technology will decide its relationship with you, and you won't like what it comes up with. So you might as well be in choice and in power with how you're going to create content and how you're going to relate to your phone. And you're going to put in nervous system informed boundaries so that you don't hate your phone, but you actually learn how to decide how you're going to relate to it. And that's going to free up your heart, your energy, your life force, et cetera. You're going to feel better in general. If you and I lived in a time where we could have this conversation, and then when we go to bed at night, this conversation no longer exists, right? But now, for the first time in human history, a version of you exists 24 hours a day that is always, and who is always, at social risk. So when you're thinking about that phone on the table in a coffee shop, it's not because you're obsessed with the algorithm or notifications, although they do have an impact on your brain and how it works and dopamine, etc. It's actually because your nervous system is saying, am I safe? For the first time in human history, there is a version of you who is at social risk 24 hours a day. And the reality is that you're someone could take a clip of something you said. Someone could, you know, create an AI version of you. There's so many things that could happen that when you wake up in the morning and you go to jump towards your phone, what you're really jumping for is to say, am I okay? That's why I want to bring awareness to you. It's not wrong that you want to check your phone all the time. It's not wrong that you feel overwhelmed or burnt out. These are all symptoms that you're just, and I was just not aware of how our bodies interacted with these things. I had to go on the journey of leaving Instagram and studying how the nervous system relates to technology and what protocols and structures can we create with our phones and computers so that we feel good, so that we maximize and actually get healthier while we're doing what we love, while we're creating abundance, while we're getting to interact, like you and I are getting to have this conversation through technology. What a beautiful thing. I met my wife through Instagram. What an amazing thing. I have a son from that relationship. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I got to build a business that I love, but I also started to resent because I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I say all of that to bring context and humanness to your experience. And I want you to know that I want to teach you how to do that. I'm going to be running a live workshop on January 4th. I get that using technology to do that is ironic, but what I said is that it's not the tool that's the problem, it's how we use it. And I'm going to use the tool in a way that gets us to reach each other so that we can learn and grow together. And you can create businesses and use technology in a way that just brings you more alive. The link is in the notes below. Go sign up now. I can't wait to see you there. I'm going to share with you on a deeper level what's going on biologically. And I'm also going to teach you how to create that harmonious relationship with technology so that you can love it and not hate it, right? So with all that said, thanks for listening. Can't wait to jam more. See you on January 4th.